1400 AM and 96.9 FM. Live and local, this is Newsmaker 3.
We're not that far out from the Flint Hills Technical College's signature fall event, The Cut, and we get a chance to talk about it in more detail with events and outreach coordinator Stephanie Anderson here today.
Stephanie, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. Good morning. I'm great. How are you?
We're doing well so far. You're only 8 days away here, Stephanie. So what's going through your mind as we get ready for The Cut here on the 10th?
Oh, so much exciting things. This year it's kind of themed, and it's fun to watch the culinary students down there get ready, and everything smells so delicious. I think we've got some great personalities this year that I'm really excited to see compete against each other.
All right, so The Cut, as Chuck mentioned, coming up on the 10th, and this is a big event, so this will be under the 10th then, out at the Tech College?
Yep, we put it up last week.
Good deal. So before we start talking about times and how you get your tickets, you mentioned the themes here, one specific theme. So what is the theme for next Thursday night?
We chose a fiesta theme. I'm not really sure why. It was just the instructors and I were sitting down talking, and it sounded fun, and everybody was on board with it. I think it'll be a nice vibe that night along with the food.
I really want to ask you what's going to be on the menu here, but I know that's top secret information for next Thursday. What else do you guys need to do between now and the big event here for the college? At least from your perspective, what else needs to happen?
Well, selling tickets and getting set up. From what I hear, it's quite a feat to get everything set up in there and get the lights all together and getting the audio set up, been meeting with the multimedia and design team this week to make sure everything's in place for that. There's just so many different things going on.
Yeah, Casey Wilson leads the multimedia design team out of Flint Hills Tech College, and they're a very big part of the event that will be taking place, as the participants will be under the lights of the camera, and Chuck Samples will be handling the MC duties and kind of hosting the event once again. So let's talk, Stephanie, about the judges. Who might they be this year?
The judges are going to be Gus from Doobies, or Gus from Radius, I'm sorry. Gus from Radius, Michael Black, who is ESC Financial as well as Board of Trustees member, and Stephanie Hine, who is a family director.
Okay. Good deal. How do you wind up getting tickets here, Stephanie, for the cut, whether it's by phone or by online? How should we get those, and how much are they?
You can go to fhtc.edu/foundation, and there will be a little button that says Get Tickets.
Well, all right, yeah, so kind of lay out the format for us, Stephanie. How exactly will this work?
Night of,
yeah.
Absolutely. So the watch party will be Thursday, October 10th. Doors open at 5:30. The event will be from 6 to 9, obviously in the outdoor tent. This year we have reservable tables, so that if you wanted to get there, if you didn't want to get there super early, you already wanted your table reserved, you can get one of those as well. Single tickets are $30, and the table tickets are $300 for a table of eight.
How are ticket sales going right now, Stephanie? And specifically for those tables, do you have a whole lot of space left, or are you starting to run out of space?
Our tables are going quickly, which I think they assumed that was going to be a hot commodity, that people would like to get the tables, but we're a little over halfway there, and from what I understand, people wait until last minute, but I'm hoping that this will increase ticket sales a little bit.
Well, what's included in the ticket price? Obviously, it's the entertainment of watching things and the participants cook under pressure, watch that all unfold. But what else do you get?
Well, you'll also get an appetizer, some entree, and dessert that the culinary students, the culinary students that are not participating, you know, they'll have the food truck out there, as well as Radius will have their bar out there. They'll have a signature drink that I think is also going to be themed. We'll also have two raffle prizes that we'll be raffling off throughout the night.
Good deal. All right. Well, Stephanie, is there anything else you wanted to bring up here this morning about the cut next week, or we got everything pretty well wrapped up and touched base on?
Yeah. Thanks for having me on. I really appreciate it.
So as far as the participants, then the contestants, are there three or are there four of them to start with?
Is that all? Yes, there's four.
Okay.
Okay. And then we eliminate, and then we announce a winner.
There it is.
Good deal. And if you haven't seen the show Chopped, basically it's a live action version of it for folks that haven't seen this
pretty
before.
Much,
so it is a ton of fun, and I want to personally encourage folks to get tickets to this because you're going to see some great action in the kitchen, and you're also, you know, as Stephanie mentioned, getting a chance to taste the food that these guys do. Top notch. It is top notch stuff.
Yes.
Stephanie, thanks. We appreciate it.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right, Stephanie Anderson with us here this morning. The Cut is coming soon, Chuck.
Coming soon, so get your tickets at fhtc.edu or by calling the foundation office. We've got, as I look ahead to tomorrow and I look ahead to Friday, we're going to be extremely busy on our airwaves in the 8 o'clock hour. For tomorrow, we have a Newsmaker 2 and a Newsmaker 3. The Newsmaker 2 is Chris Piney as we get the preview of the Emporia State homecoming tradition, the Phi Delta Theta Pole Sit benefiting SOS, and that'll be followed.